Sans Pants Radio, Australia's least coherent podcast network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news and none of the research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
And I'm Joel.
Now, what do we think is going to happen in The Falcon and Winter Soldier?
So, there was a silence.
Let's see.
Like, oh, I don't know, boy.
Basic buddy cop situation. I reckon, how long is it? 6 episodes?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. So, episode 3, we're going to have a big falling out between Falcon and Winter Soldier.
If it's following the buddy cop formulae.
Yeah, then they're going to have to come together and find out their differences. And
May I just be the first one to say, you're a fucking doofus, the pair of you. They've already fallen out.
Yeah,
that's the start.
Now, whoa, I like this new animated Joel
That's the start.
In the midpoint, that's when they start working together as a team.
I'm with you. I think that in the trailer, we see that moment where they're not communicating on the plane. I think that's like episode 1 or 2.
Yeah.
And then slowly they look, because you've only got 6 episodes.
I think they might be, I think they're 45 minutes, unlike WandaVision, which was 22.
Because I imagine, because basically the last point we've seen either of these characters is like
Falcon gets Captain America's shield.
Yeah.
Bucky has a new arm and is like, I'm back from the dead. And now my friend's dead. This is a role reversal of what usually happens.
Yeah, so there's going to be some tension there to begin with.
And you get tension with them the whole time. You see them bond a little bit in Civil War where they're mocking Captain...
America.
Captain Rogers.
Captain Rogers.
It's like, he's not wrong. He is Captain Rogers.
They like when they sit in the backseat of the car together because like... What? Sharon and Captain America are having a rendezvous or something, and then it cuts back to them, and they're just like,
"What?
And
is one it, of them is this okay?
Yeah. Why do they not like each other?
I think it's just.
Is it because they're like, Steven is my best friend, or is it my best friend, and they get jealous?
I think so. At its core.
Doesn't it tie down to the fact that they're both on separate sides of the Civil War?
Oh.
Yes.
Wait, so Bucky was a...
You're an idiot.
I was like, what? Bucky was a Confederate soldier.
You are the dumbest man.
Like, oh my God.
I'm done.
Falcon was a Union boy. Oh my God.
I just said the movie.
Yeah, there's been a couple of Civil Wars.
Yes,
in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, you didn't realize is pre-World War II, but after World War I, there was a sneaky second Civil War.
Yeah, Civil War. Does that know what Captain America Civil War was all about?
Okay, fuck.
But yes, they were on opposite sides for the Civil
War.
I think so, yeah.
But they both seem to be team... Steven.
Yeah, but...
Were they not? Maybe they were on the same side. This comes down to the no research thing that the intro
got. That we're famous for.
Yeah, although we got... We launched a show, immediately got called out. They're like, you've done research. Yeah. Well, guess what? Here's the payoff, idiots. We can't remember something that you all are screaming into the...
Not only have we not done research, we've actively forgotten other things.
We've done anti-research.
Yeah.
But either way, I just think that there's going to be tension because that's like, it would be boring to make them not have tension.
Well, of course. I think it's just going to be one where it's just like, you know, they don't like each other, but they're forced to work together, which is the premise of the show.
Yeah.
And maybe they have this kind of like almost begrudging.
They're on the same team.
I thought so. Yeah. They both love a Steven.
Yeah, they both love a Steven.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a very by the numbers TV show and Marvel.
Well, that's going to get the audience absolutely dancing in the aisles. 10 minutes into a baseless speculation, Jackson's like, I don't care. I think it's no good.
No, I just think it's going to be, it's not going to have any surprises. That doesn't mean it'll be bad to watch.
The internet.
like most Marvel films.
Yeah, like whatever. Like, I enjoyed watching, you know, Marvel movies, but it's very rare that I'm like, wow, that really pushed the envelope. That's
Here's a quick question, though. How after WandaVision and now going into
Falcon and Winter Soldier,
how's your Marvel fatigue? Because it hit me the other day pretty hard.
I think I won't get it until after Loki, because I think that WandaVision... Falcon and Winter Soldier and Loki are going to be different enough
that
I can cop it. But then after Loki, when I go into something else and we start retreading old ground, I'm going to be like, oh my God.
Well, Black Widow comes out in between this and Loki.
That's true. After watching Black Widow, I might be like, that's the fatigue kicking in.
You go for a nap.
Yeah.
I think.
Odin naps.
Yeah, I got to go in for an Odin nap.
I think that you're going to like this more than you're expecting because I suspect that the tone of this show is misleading-ish in the trailers. Because I think they've decided that everyone wants a lighthearted buddy cop show and the trailers are just quips on top of quips on top of quips, which you hate. I'm pointing at Jackson. He's across the table from me, pointing at his gnome head.
I also am not a big fan of quips.
Yeah.
They're nowhere near as bad as Jackson.
Yeah.
Quips are fine. If they're funny, they're funny.
Yeah, the spectrum of quips.
Yeah.
Here it is.
Well, it's not really a spectrum because like I'm in the middle. Yeah. And then
you're in the middle and there's Jack at the tail end and I'm in the middle of the middle. Yes.
So we've got our own we don't cover the whole... Because the people out there are like, oh, that is... Those trailers are so funny.
Yeah, well, that's miles away from us. That's
Deadpool over there. Is at the other end.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like the character. Yeah. I love quips, balls and shit. Penis jokes.
I hope that's what it's like Deadpool 8. Ryan Reynolds fucking real phoning it in at this
balls
point.
Balls and shit.
Balls and shit.
I'm Deadpool.
Chimichangas.
Big chungus. I'm eating a taco.
Yeah.
And then he just like, doesn't even run to where he just meanders a little bit.
Time.
Yeah.
I'd like that more.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah. It's relatable.
Yeah.
The only reason I suspect that is because the Captain America movies, whilst have their own quips and
they're not quippy, typically.
Well, they can be quippy, but the actual tone of the movies, the Captain America films often lean more towards the darker tone of the MCU because they end up like the political thriller.
It sounds weird to say, but they're often a little bit more grounded, I suppose.
Mm. Yeah, not even
just remembering a Halle Carrier.
But it's kind of true, you know.
It's like the MCU's take on like not James, well, sort of James
the
Bond.
The Pelican Brief.
Yeah, but kind of. Like, it's like you're...
So yeah, you get a helicarrier crashing, but then you also get the fake out in Civil War where you're like, oh, there's going to be a big superhero punch on with all the super soldiers, and then you get there and they all have a bullet in their brain.
Yeah. So there's
Baron Zemo is like, I won, and goes to shoot himself. Like that.
I feel like I'm going to hate both the Winter Soldier and Falcon, but I'm going to love Baron Zemo. Like, I think that is going
to
be...
You can relate?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Whips killed my family, so...
I gotta get these tube boys out or whatever to kill more families. I forget what Civil War was about. But I
his
think that
family
that's...
died in Sokovia.
Yeah,
because everything ties to Age of Ultron, which is annoying.
It's so funny.
I hate that movie.
Yeah, one of the worst Avengers movies, and everything
the worst
ties to
Avengers
it.
Movie. One of the worst MCU.
Yeah,
films.
But so much ties back to it. But I think that I'm gonna really enjoy Baron Zemo, like the performance of that, and I think that's going to be interesting. I don't think it's not a terribly groundbreaking like villain motivation. Like it is, it's like the first let's examine the genre we're in villain examination. You know what I mean? Villain motivation in that he's like superheroes are bad. And I think annoyingly, obviously, we're going to reach the conclusion that no, they're not. but I still think Baron Zemo is going to be real. I think that's what I'm going to enjoy the most out of Falcon and Winter Soldier.
There's a few elements of this series that I know are in it, but aren't really in the trailers. But I don't know enough that this could be counted as spoilers. Should not stress. So U.S. agent. U.S. agent is the, so in the trailer when you see the Captain America guy running at the Super Bowl or whatever and giving a high five, that's U.S. agent.
Okay.
He will probably be a villain and probably ties into Baron Zemo somehow.
Yeah.
Or he won't, and he'll just be a guy.
Also feasible.
You've got that team of masked people.
Think about U.S. agent in the comics, and it's like
he's usually a Captain America that just loves to shoot people.
Isn't he like a very, very right wing Captain America?
I mean, interestingly, you know, we said in either Black Widow or WandaVision are BS on those ones. Mm. We said that there's this idea that they're setting up the Thunderbolts, which mm-hmm. often kind of act as like a kind of villainous counterpoint to the yeah. Avengers. So maybe US Agent will be setting up to be the bad Captain America. You know which, what I
that's
mean?
That's true.
That could be where they're going.
I think has happened before in the comics.
Yeah, yeah. So, and if yeah, Norman Osborn is setting them, you know, like yeah. you could get that. I don't know if that was Thunderbolts, where Norman Osborn got a whole bunch of bad boy versions of the good boy superheroes.
Yeah, it depends, because it's like Thunderbolts had a few iterations. Yeah. You've also got like the Dark X-Men, but where
was
something
that
similar
one?
Happened.
No, 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 no,
no. Norman Osborn, I think. Did he become president?
Yeah, I think he did. Well,
he
just
shot one of the
became Iron Patriot, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He became Iron Patriot. Like, I think he uses like a high power. I think either before he was president or just before he became the president of the USA, yeah. he had like, this was during Secret Invasion, and it was when Spider Woman
yeah.
was revealed to be like the Queen Skrull.
Yeah.
And he shot her with a sniper rifle. And I remember the comic being like, it was the shot heard throughout the world.
Yeah.
And it was basically what made him get elected to be president, I think.
That's why.
Which is just great to be like, that fucking, he shot that
he shot
alien
that
in the
spider
fucking
lady.
Whole, give him the presidency. Vote. Give him the car. Like, imagine the president ads.
Oh.
Hey, you remember that guy who shot that alien in the goddamn head?
I'm that guy.
That's me.
Like, well, I know who I'm voting for.
Well, that would absolutely work.
Yeah, it would.
If we had a prime, like, if someone was running for, the head of a party in Australia got into, like, I don't know, someone was getting, like, a shop was getting robbed or something, yeah. and the head of the party happened to be in there and wrestled the person yeah. to the ground and then just, like, I don't know, grabbed their gun and pistol whipped them and put them into a coma or something, everyone would be like,
yeah, what a true blue one.
Yeah, battler. Everyday hero. It would be a landslide.
It would.
Yeah. But anyway.
I wonder if that's US Agent's role here.
Should we pair it back a little bit? Because something that I realized in the trailers that I think your brain just automatically moves past this is like, where is this starting and what's causing it and why are these two together?
Very good question.
Because if
Sword
have been busy, but... Mm. I also don't know if Sword are going to tie into it.
Here's my theory. No, please. I just cut you off.
No,
that
that's
so rude.
That's fine.
You do it to me all the time. So, no, yeah. You know what? Eat shit.
Yeah, go.
So, here's my theory. Is that so US Agent will be like the whatever remains of S.H.I.E.L.D. or like the US government is going to be kicking off their
whatever remains of the US government.
Yeah. Hard to say at this moment in time.
But they'll be like kicking off. This is the new Captain America. Obviously, Captain America is off in time being old. So, we got to shit out a new one. But obviously, I think maybe there will be some suspicion that US Agent is not up to snuff or that there's something amiss there. And so it'll be a kind of counterintelligence that's like, well, we got to get the last two people closest to Captain America or whatever. We know Baron Zemo's involved. That was Captain America Civil War. Let's get these two together to investigate the mysterious sort of goings on there. So I don't think it'll be like any US government or anything. I think it'll be like a kind of counterintelligence or like a secret organization or something getting those two together. Because they've just got the connection to Baron Zemo and to Captain America.
Do you reckon it'll be Sword that tied them?
I don't know. I don't think it'll... It seems weird to tie it back into Sword again.
Yeah. What's happened to S.H.I.E.L.D. at the moment? Because I know they got infiltrated by Hydra, and then they tried to like exterminate all that and be like, let's just air that out.
Again, happens in Age of Ultron.
Yeah,
they blow
yeah.
up all the Hydra bases. Yep, that's where the movie starts.
Yep. Yeah.
Is S.H.I.E.L.D. back and running?
No.
Anyone seen Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah.
At all.
Doesn't tie in a no.
Yeah.
Oh, no one on earth.
Christ.
So I think S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Because Nick Fury kind of goes like, he's out of S.H.I.E.L.D. and then he's like a renegade kind of. But then I guess he joined S.W.O.R.D. So I guess S.H.I.E.L.D.
Who's the Nick Fury kicking it sweet in Spider-Man Far From Home? I know it's a Skrull, but what organization is that?
Oh, yeah, true. Good question. Is that S.W.O.R.D. again?
No, because I think we're not finding out that it's S.W.O.R.D., but I think that now with the reveal where he's in space, I think it's revealed.
We're meant to be like, oh, that was S.W.O.R.D.
In the films.
Are there two S.W.O.R.D.s?
No,
dual wielding.
Oh my god!
Cool.
Sword and sword. One stands for the sword in WandaVision. They change what the acronym means.
Oh, so we are dual wielding.
Maybe there are two swords.
All right.
Or it's just.
And then Captain America always used a shield.
Well, that's what they named S.H.I.E.L.D. after, wasn't it? No one has a sword, though.
Yeah, that's a sign of it.
So I think the films just imply that Maria Hill...
Unless, yeah, in this one, one of them gets a sword.
Let's talk a bit about more physically wielding a sword. Thor could hold a sword. That'd be
no,
cool.
No, because you need
Stormbreaker's an axe, but it could be a
sword. The shield and the sword, JD. So imagine
maybe
Bucky
they separate
the sword
Captain America's shield into a little sword and a little shield.
What if they just sharpened Bucky's arm and brought Captain America back from the dead?
Well, does Bucky... Yeah. Okay, is this a scene that happened or am I
okay,
not
I'm gonna
remembering
immediately,
it?
Based on the link that you've just made there, I'm going to say no, it didn't happen. There's no secret
there
blade in his arm.
Yeah. Yes. Is there a moment where Bucky reveals
a knife?
Like a big blade like comes out of his...
No. Okay.
He uses a knife.
Yeah.
They have a fist fight where he's holding a knife.
Is that what you're remembering?
You're remembering that the cool fights in Winter Soldier?
Are you
where
thinking
they have
of
a knife?
Maybe something from a Terminator film?
Or maybe Mortal Kombat? Am I thinking of Baraka?
Yeah.
Yes. Or...
Mortal Kombat's sick. Yeah. Johnny Cage kills Goro in that first Mortal Kombat movie by punching him in the balls.
Yeah. That's cool, dude.
And then Goro's like, oh! And then he uses two of his arms to hold his dick. Oh. So then Johnny Cage can just fight a man with two arms. And then he wins.
That's sort of genius.
Johnny Cage also kills Scorpion in that. So he's killed like a devil and another devil. And he's just a Hollywood actor that's proving that he does his own stunts.
That's pretty
Johnny
good.
Johnny Cage is the best video game character.
Yeah, hands down. So you're saying Maria Hill.
Yeah.
I think the films imply that Maria Hill and Nick Fury are kind of started their own like little intelligence thing. Like it's almost like they're renegade. Like they're the good guys that have been left astray from S.H.I.E.L.D. S.H.I.E.L.D. became Hydra. But now, with the reveal from Far From Home, and now like with the information we got from WandaVision, I think it's going to be that they've been working for S.W.O.R.D. this whole time.
Yeah.
By this whole time, I mean since the show.
No, I think you're right. I think, yeah, that's on the money.
Yes.
Have some baseless speculation. Well, no, this is the famous segment, Based Speculation.
Based speculation.
That's based, dude.
So WandaVision was meant to come out after Black Widow and after Falcon and Winter Soldier, but due to COVID, they've reorganized a little bit. Which makes me think that Falcon and Winter Soldier won't have much like S.W.O.R.D. stuff because then by swapping them, that doesn't really... Because you won't have this show introduce S.W.O.R.D. basically.
Yeah, and also it's kind of like, well, in a weird way, S.W.O.R.D. are the villain.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
At least the Earth S.W.O.R.D. is the villain. Yeah. Or Space S.W.O.R.D. heroes, maybe.
It depends how you feel about just shooting a little boy for no reason.
I love it. What has remained of... We're talking about the remains of large organizations. What's remained of the Avengers? Like, what's to stop Falcon and Winter Soldier just being like... We're working for the Avengers or whatever. Mm. Like, the base is still there.
What has become of the Avengers?
Are they not?
Hulk's still kicking it, sweet.
Yeah, Hulk and Ant-Man, are they not? Yeah. What are they doing their own thing now? I guess they're in the Avengers when they come together?
Yeah.
No, but I mean, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, Ant-Man goes home. Back to his daughter and shit.
He doesn't...
Yes.
I mean, yes.
Avengers is kind of like a job title.
Yeah. He's still an Avenger, but he's sometimes not. He's Ant-Man.
No,
he's clocked off.
He's clocked off. Yeah.
What Zaman's saying is true. Yes.
Yeah.
They're still part of the Avengers. They're just not.
Yeah.
When they're not standing together and fighting things, they're just guys.
They're still
Avengers.
Yeah, but that's what I... So Ant-Man by himself, yes, is Ant-Man, but he's still part of the Avengers.
He's an Avenger. That's true.
So the Avengers isn't really an organization.
No, it's a job title.
It's a job title.
It's like, say you have a group of bakers, right? Yeah. And they go to the bakery.
Yeah.
They start baking. You're like, a group of bakers. Yeah.
Baking
but then
together.
One of them goes home.
Yeah.
Easy sell a baker.
Like, I'm still part of Sans Pants Radio, even when I'm taking a shit in my own...
Yes.
Bathroom.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
It's an organization.
Yeah, I suppose
it's a job title.
Yeah, I suppose in a way.
It's not a job title. It's an organization. I'm not like, I'm an event.
It is a job title.
But it's also an organization.
Does it? Yeah, like, because I guess that's why we're even having this conversation. Could they still be working for the Avengers? They are Avengers, right?
Yeah, but the Avengers are usually a team put together to do a thing.
Yeah.
So, like, there's no...
You wouldn't call Baron Zemo an Avengers level threat.
And also, you wouldn't... So, like, the Avengers never come together to be like... Like, Tony Stark's never like, hey, guys, we're just coming together to do this thing. It's always like Nick Fury's like...
come on, gang.
Yeah.
Get together.
Yeah. He pulls everyone together. Yeah.
For sure. For sure. But yeah. Like,
just how does Infinity War start? Maybe they do exactly what I just said they don't do. And Tony Stark calls them up and is like, guys, we're fucked.
We got shit to do.
Yeah.
Dude.
I think he might.
No, how does.
Mm-mm. Who can say? Mm. But yeah. Either way, Falcon and Winter Soldier are working for.
An organization.
Yeah, whatever well,
I think,
to be.
I don't think it'll be the... I don't think it's going to be the Avengers, but maybe now with old mate Tone dead,
yeah.
Someone's taken over the
true.
Avengers, Hulk. And it's kind of more like a government-run team, kind of like, well, now, as opposed to what S.H.I.E.L.D. was. Our S.H.I.E.L.D. was like, yes, we have a bunch of lads and a bunch of Harry carriers, and also we are secretly Hydra, but we also are managing...
The superheroes. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now it's like, well, now we have something where we just manage superheroes.
Yeah.
Kind of like weird, like, and again, using comic book bullshit, but like Valerie Cooper's role in X Factor when they were sort of working for the government, it was like, well, here is this branch of
the government dedicated to the
dealing
X-Men
with
or
X-Men
whatever.
Or dealing with mutants, that kind of stuff. So maybe it's like a branch of S.H.I.E.L.D. or a branch of the government dealing with superhero stuff.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you know, Winter Soldier and Falcon are good military boys.
Let's get them doing military business.
Maybe it's a branch of the military.
Well, here's an interesting thought.
Yeah, because that's where Falcon's thing came from. Yeah. He was part of the military.
The awesome Lucky. Military
and
experiment.
And military being like, you know that arm is ours, right?
Yeah,
that belongs to... That's
us. How great is it, though, that in the MCU, like, the military was like, this is what our soldiers need. Wing
was a prototype that never went anywhere.
Yeah, and they're like, he's like, well, I'm using it and it works.
But even
they're
so, like, surely the military, like, hang
seems
on.
Like a
that's out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But well, here's my thinking: who has the authority to give them Captain America's shield?
Captain America.
Oh, he gives it to them at the end, doesn't he? Yeah, yeah. Well, he only gives it to. Does that mean that he gave it to the Winter Soldier and the Winter Soldier's like, I'll share it?
No, because he gave it to
But does
Falcon.
That mean Falcon's like, I'll share it?
Yeah. Also, again, to wield the shield, I feel you need a little bit of super serum.
Yeah, that is good. Yeah.
Because
well, apparently it's a different shield, actually. Yeah? Talking about based speculation. I know. I remember reading somewhere something about how the shield
Very
has
based.
Like a different design.
Mm.
And then I think I forget the name of the guy who plays Falcon.
Well, the shield Lucky. Breaks when he's fighting.
Yeah, yeah.
Remember, Thanos breaks the shield.
But yeah, so apparently the new design, he's like, that actor was like, oh, it's designed so that it's more easy for me, a human, to wield.
Okay.
So I think they have changed it slightly. And also it's got weird ridges on it, and the community is like, it's going to do something cool. like open up or whatever to reveal a diamond.
Oh.
Look out, Baron Zemo. Is that a diamond?
That's the most expensive diamond I've ever seen.
I'll stop being a baddie.
Yes.
Turns out all I need to forget my wife and children was money.
Well, what do we think is going to... Because, you know, Baron Zemo in this is like superheroes. Got to get rid of them.
Yeah, so...
What's his plan? Yeah.
Let's just assume that the military or sword of hiring, it doesn't really matter. They both do work for the military,
so
it kind of makes sense. And also makes sense why they'd be paired together, even though they don't want to be together.
Plus,
the reason they don't like each other is because Winter Soldier was mind-controlled and was a bad guy. Falcon had to fight him in...
That's true. A lot of complicated feelings.
Yeah, in Winter Soldier, because that's when Falcon's introduced too, I think.
Yeah. Man, they're...
They just don't trust each other.
Yeah. Okay. It's almost definitely the military, because doesn't Marvel have, like, a deal with the military? Like, doesn't actually, like, the company have a genuine funding deal?
Let's
I think they
not
do.
Not forget that the Avengers ends with the military trying to nuke New York City.
Yeah.
So that
doesn't
paint
sure
them super...
That, I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But then also, let's not forget that the Air Force used Carol Danvers for all of their promotional stuff when Captain Marvel was coming out. So... Yeah. Well, look.
Zack Snyder loves the military. Is that who you're getting confused
with? No, I think genuinely, like, Marvel has a deal with the military where the military is like, we provide you with equipment.
Yeah.
You have to portray us in this light, which is weird because the military did try to nuke Tony
New
Stark
York City.
Or whatever. But anyway, but yes. So what's Baron Zemo's plan in all this? Well, like, what's he doing? What's he up to get rid of superheroes?
I reckon he's going to probably take some super soldier serum himself
to
then bring himself up to their level of threat.
Just
realizing, like, I tried, I did my best, but like, I got fuckled on. So now I'm going to try and get up to their level. Like, they are making the game unfair.
Yeah.
So I need to step up and either, you know, maybe they're, you know, if I take some super soldier serum, I'll be on their level and then I can win.
Yeah.
Reckon you get him breaking out of the raft?
Oh,
remember the raft?
That's right. That would be cool. Yeah.
Because, like, he's... Because he gets arrested by Black Panther at the end of the thing. Because he goes, he's like, well, mission accomplished. Mm. Pulls out a gun, goes to shoot himself. Black Panther,
he's like, hey,
grabs the gun and the bullet. And
none
he's
of
like,
that.
Nuh-uh.
Going
to jail.
Yeah.
And the jail that we don't really get much of in the MCU, but the jail that all of these fellas go to, the jail that the Civil War fellas go to, they're on the wrong side. The Raft.
Yeah.
That's not the same jail where Vulture and Scorpion are in, yeah?
No.
That's just a jail.
That seems odd. But
with the Raft, there's also, that's Thunderbolt shit again.
Yeah. Mm.
Because the Thunderbolts come from the Raft. And what a great place for Marvel to put a bunch of cheeky little Easter eggs is,
That you can pretty much lock in. These shows are always going to drive like a huge cameo thing, I reckon that the shows are going to start sprinkling like little cameos.
Yes,
cameos of characters that you're like, well, actually, WandaVision's a good example of this, where you've got Jimmy Woo and...
True.
So the trailer reveals Sharon Carter,
mm-hmm.
Who is Agent 13, which again ties into maybe S.W.O.R.D.?
Yeah. Feasibly.
Or Old S.H.I.E.L.D.?
Yeah.
Old S.H.I.E.L.D., but...
Well, there's also other organizations, aren't there? Isn't there like staff and stuff? There's like a bunch of... variants on S.H.I.E.L.D., S.W.O.R.D., gun,
S.H.I.E.L.D.
store. gun. Government under nuts.
Gun, knife.
Yeah, there are a bunch of other ones though, but yeah, so it could be some. I think, yeah, like, it feels like it's like remainders of S.W.O.R.D., S.H.I.E.L.D., sorry.
So here's another thing, because we're going to be like, lock in a Thunderbolt Ross cameo.
Yeah.
Because that will be a thing where people are like, ooh,
true.
But it's also not like, we had to pay this actor $17 million.
Very true. And it's also the kind of thing where, because like, you know, like we said in the WandaVision episode, it's such a classic thing for them to introduce like a character and everyone to be like, I can't wait for the TV show we'll get about that person. But Thunderbolt Ross, you're not going to be like, can't wait for the Thunderbolt Ross Disney Plus show.
Well, everyone wants a Jimmy Woo TV show now.
Yeah.
No,
people
don't
know
what
they want.
Yeah. People just want more stuff.
I think it'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, you don't know what you want. You were just saying you got Marvel fatigue, and now you're asking for a spin-off of a supporting character that doesn't even have his own arc.
Yes.
He loves magic. Yeah. And then he saw Witches fight, didn't even comment on it.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, damn.
Wouldn't throw.
Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner, or honestly, function like a normal human being most weeknights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night, didn't even have the energy to think, just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. BEEF. omahasteaks.com, promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details.
Play your cards. You're never going to be a real wizard, Jimmy Woo.
Although the writers of WandaVision, and this is unrelated, but revealed that, so the engineer that everyone was like, it's going to be Reed Richards, they're like, oh yeah, we did not expect. It's just no one.
That's so funny.
But then they were like, oh, also you haven't met the missing person yet.
Yeah.
And then everyone was like, oh! I was like, wait, you just... I don't understand. What are you doing?
What do you want?
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
Fella? I don't know. Fratton. His first name's Matt. Can't expect people to not read into something while you've got the exact same thing that you want people to read into. Mm.
For sure.
Marvel. Although, good trick. People talking about it nonstop.
Yeah, exactly.
Why consuming the world?
Okay.
Yes? Sorry. Huge news. And this is relevant because this is coming out this week. But I just want to take a moment to... thank James Cameron and Avatar for becoming the number one highest grossing film worldwide once again.
That it overtook so much.
Endgame.
How?
It got re-released in China because the cinemas in China are reopening post-pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, oh, we'll just put on Avatar. made a bunch of money.
It pleases me immensely because I feel like when...
Because
it shouldn't be there, but the fact that it is comforting.
It's funny to think that the most popular, highest grossing movie of all time is Weird Blue Fellas.
Yeah, it's great. And when it was Endgame, you were like, well, that's the obvious choice. Yeah. You're playing right into their hands.
Endgame isn't the number one of any chart. Well, I mean, obviously, like, stuff like, it's probably like the highest grossing movie in Australia or whatever, but the actual charts, the domestic and the worldwide, the ones that people look at, it's number two in both of those.
That's awesome.
Force
I'm
Awakens
so
is number one of domestic, which, again, I know that...
I wish it was Avatar as well, you know?
But yeah, Avatar, highest worldwide.
That's awesome. I hope it stays there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope Avatar 2 is the only film that tops it. You know, that would please me.
I want it to be like Avatar 4
as
the number one, then Avatar 2, then Avatar 3, then Avatar 1.
Yes.
I want that. I just don't want it like, you know, a 4-3-2.
No,
I just want it to be
even.
What if
weird.
Fast 9 comes out and is so awesome that it makes $3 billion? Just blows everything away.
I mean,
like,
look, it's totally
also
possible.
Please me. Yeah, it's so feasible.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Anyway.
What do we reckon, though, in terms of sneaky cameos, what about a certain Tim Roth as Abomination?
Oh! What's he doing?
Not in this, but I reckon it'll happen. Yeah, Abomination will be back.
Right? Yeah. What about the leader then?
Oh, yeah.
No, the leader's...
I love the leader because obviously when it came out, you're like, oh, that's setting it up for something, but it never happened, so we just got to assume he died. Like, he just got sick from radiation. That was
his brain got too big, he died.
Yeah. Rest in peace. I wouldn't be shocked if we got a Tim Roth in The Raft, actually.
That's what I'm
as like
thinking.
A set, not Abomination. I reckon reverting back to his Tim Roth, just a guy, and just being, maybe he says something and then like, oh, off it goes, and you're like, ooh, what's
could be
that
a post credit scene of okay, look, you've won me over because I reckon what's going to happen is you're going to get Thunderbolt Ross in the series in some capacity, maybe only in a couple of scenes, not really tying into like someone else in it, So. Maybe like a maybe he's Baron Zemo's contact in the military or something.
Sure.
He's like, yeah, I get it. Fuck these guys.
Mm.
And then at the post-credit scene, you have Thunderbolt Ross walking into the raft or walking.
Mm.
Camera in the jail cell pointed out of the jail cell, Thunderbolt Ross walking up to the cell and being like, saying something ominous. And then you get Tim Roth's voice replying, but you don't see him.
Imagine they set up, like, you know, if the Thunderbolts is like a kind of anti-Avengers, imagine they put Thunderbolt Ross in the Tony Stark slash
Nick Fury?
Nick Fury. I kept wanting to say Hunter S. Thompson.
Why?
I don't know. The Nick Fury role, and so we get, from this point on, Thunderbolt Ross going up to these... Mm.
So kind of like, hey, have you heard about the Thunderbolt initiative?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, oh,
I think that might be
kind of cool. I would think that it's very cheesy, but it's kind of neat.
Well, I'm trying to think of, like, in terms of the current Marvel roster in terms of villains or potential for villains and where would you slot people in? Because you've got, okay, so Abomination, Evil Hulk.
Yeah, Bad Hulk.
Yeah, done.
Baron Zemo works as, like, either a bad...
Captain America.
Or bad Tony Stark.
Yeah, I would say give him, because the Iron Patriot armor already exists.
Yeah, 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 true.
And
didn't it get blown up?
Well, they can make more.
No, because Tony Stark made more.
Yeah.
But surely at some point.
Well,
I mean, we're getting
Justin Hammer.
We're also getting Armor Wars, which I hope Justin Hammer is.
Oh, yeah, me too.
So we're just tying it into dog shit Marvel movies that everyone hates. Why not tie it to Iron Man?
Why not? You could get Iron Patriot. You could have either Justin Hammer piloting that, although that seems weird. I'm a fan.
That would kind of roll.
I like the idea of Sam Rockwell in an Iron Man suit.
That's good.
Like, Jackson, think about it for a little bit longer. If I said, hey, watch this new series, Sam Rockwell's Iron Man, and he dances in the suit, you'd be like, I don't want to watch that.
It depends on how.
Well, depends on what kind of dance.
It does.
I can imagine him doing like
a line dance.
Nah, I can imagine him doing like the I can't remember the name
pop
of the
pop and lock,
like holding your arms out and like shuffling. I can imagine him like shuffling.
If it's
Iron Man.
Any modern dance, no good. If it's Macarena or chicken,
awesome.
What's your favorite style of dance? Chicken.
Chicken. I like a chicken. A little bit of this. Okay, so you got. Yeah, so Baron Zemo could do like the Captain America role if he goes and takes a super soldier serum.
Yeah, for sure.
Or if he's like, well, I don't want to like become like a super soldier. I don't want to kind of like my body is my temple.
Yeah.
So
I'm
going
to superheroes, but he also was happy to kill himself.
So U.S. agent as well.
Oh yeah, so U.S. agent could be the Captain America, and so maybe Baron Zemo could do the. Hawkeye. He could be a Hawkeye.
That's a weird role to put yourself in.
No, poor Baron Zemo.
We don't really have a bad
Thor, though, do we?
No, unless we start getting more like gods.
Thor, Love and Thunder, you might get something introduced.
Yeah, again, but I also just don't think, I think because what's going to happen
is... get a one-to-one.
Yeah, yeah.
It won't be a one-to-one, and also the Thunderbolts will be way more grounded than to have a god.
Very true, very true. Mm. But I think that it feels like
Abomination will be the worst you get.
Yeah, 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 true. They might be set. Look, it feels like, it's very early to call it, but it feels like that's what they're heading towards.
It depends how many people we see in the raft. Mm. Like, if they start making, oh, this was blah, blah, and he was the Beetle or whatever his name was. I'm like, oh, yeah, they're setting it up.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think we'll get, like, a...
Like, confirmation?
I don't think that we're going to get a scene in the raft where they're panning across heaps of villains.
Amazing Spider-Man 2. Yeah, yeah.
No.
Just the arms, like in an... He's just like a Tony Stark Iron Man suit, but with, like, frowny lines where the eyes are. Like, oh, she's evil, see? Yeah. No.
Like, this is... it's just like they're walking through the raft. Like, this is Iron Man, but bad. This is Captain America, but bad.
Spider-Man, but bad. Yeah. See, this is a guy who uses a crossbow. That's bad.
It's an evil bow. So that would be bad Hawkeye? Yes.
Yeah.
accurate.
Accurate. All right, what's a bad gun? Because we have a good gun. A
bigger gun.
So I guess...
pointier gun.
Yeah. That's a bad Black Widow.
It's a gun blade.
Yeah.
Gun blade's good.
Sniper rifle's bad gun.
Sniper rifle is bad gun.
Yeah.
Evil gun.
Yeah. Coward gun, like the bad. So it's a bad Black Widow, yes. Unless she ever uses a sniper rifle, then it becomes a good gun.
Yeah.
Black Widow, probably the most like morally ambiguous Avenger.
Yeah. Yeah. None of the other ones really use guns.
Captain America uses guns in the first movie,
and
it's sick.
That is cool as hell. Shield
and a gun. Captain America a gun again.
Incredible. Yeah. Shield and a gun is the best combination of weapons you can do. Only better one would be spear and gun. Because you see a guy with a spear and a gun, you're like, what is going to happen?
He can get me at any range, except very close. Yeah.
If I'm about a meter away, I'm dead. If I'm about 10 meters away, I'm dead. If I'm hugging him, what's he going to do? So... We still haven't really figured out Baron Zemo's plan here. Because Baron Zemo takes a super soldier serum, say, theoretically, gets tough.
I don't think he'll take the serum. I think that what has happened is he's created maybe another run of super soldiers who are the people that...
Oh, in the masks?
They're speculating, in the masks. And I think that there's probably awful side effects that tie into the masks. Maybe they have a very short lifespan now or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Like they're tied into like the extremists. Like, tied into Iron Man 3? How many, like, properties can we tie this into?
Yeah.
No, I don't think it'll tie into... Oh, I guess maybe like the extremists, but I don't think it'll tie into the extremists. I don't think it's going to be like, this is like... It'll be like, this is like what happened in Iron Man 3, but this is a different thing.
Yeah.
Caused by the same thing.
Maybe Falcon will be like the extremists, and Winter Soldier will be like, shut the hell up. No. nobody does a buddy cop film where there's genuine animosity. You were the stupidest piece of shit I've ever met.
Hobbs and Shaw does that.
Oh, that's true. But then they become friends. I want a buddy cop film where they
become friends.
Cop film.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, the problem that with the part of the genre there that you're rubbing against really badly is the buddy part.
Enemy cop film.
Those exist.
Yeah, that is true. They're not fun.
No.
But not one to a comedy.
That's a shame. Well, somebody should make a funny one. Here's what I think is going to be.
Last Action Hero. His boss hates him.
Yeah, but they're not the buddies. He's buddies with the child. If the child hated him, that would rule.
But there's not a buddy cop.
What about the animated cheetah cartoon thing?
Played by Danny DeVito, I think. Anyway, this would be what I imagine. I think the idea that they're creating some kind of shitty super soldiers or the Baron Zemo is a good theory. And that gives, like, because also you got to figure out how to stretch it over 6 45-minute episodes. So
6 isn't that many.
No, but 45 minutes is decent.
You just need one good idea per episode.
Yeah, but my point is that it could be the kind of thing where it's like a super soldier serum. Because you need stuff for Bucky and Falcon to do. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's like we got to find figure out what's going on. That's like episode 1 or 2. And then you're like, oh no, they're making a bad super soldier serum. Got to find the plant where they're manufacturing it. And like a good bit of like combat choreography in like a plant. That's classic. You know what I mean? Fighting amongst pipes.
Truck.
Yeah, truck. Maybe the truck's transporting.
Like transporting stuff, yeah.
And you remember we said in our... a Black Widow episode, we were like, maybe the super soldier serum gets out into the world, and this was meant to come after Black Widow.
Mm-hmm.
mayhaps this is the super soldier serum that's out in the world, and Baron Zemo's collecting it and making bad super soldiers, and they're going to stop him. That would be a decent theory, I think.
Or it's kind of thing where, because it Cap America films, they tend to be a bit more of a thriller with some twists here and there. Something like that, where it's just like, you know, the super soldier thing is getting out in the world or whatever, or it's being like, oh, Baron Zemo and his gang of goons, they're trying to get this thing that we need to protect or whatever. And so it turns out, like, okay, we've got to protect this. And then it's revealed that it's the military, like the American military, whoever it might be, being like, oh, we are giving our super soldier serums to our soldiers. And yeah, that's what we're doing. And then Bucky and Old Man Falcon, like, that shit, that you can't do that.
Gotta
go rogue. Also, your hand in their badge and gun.
Your arm and gun.
I'm excited again.
And then, Baron Zemo is just there, kind of like what he was doing in Civil War.
Like just
which
stoking
is,
the flames, kind of?
No, we're just stopping the super soldier serum from going out there. So he's like, I'm destroying the super soldier serum. So, for example, if they capture him in, like, really early on, like, what if they go, oh, shit, they get him in episode one or two, and it's like, you guys don't fucking get it.
Yeah.
You are working, you're the villain here. You're the villain.
Cool. That would be cool.
He wears a mask, though, so that's not going to happen. Because he's, I reckon we're going to get Baron Zemo introduced later than the first couple. Or, like, either right at the end of episode one or, like, episode two or three onwards.
Okay. But open with it.
I think that on this, because we know that Thunderbolt Ross is bad.
Yeah.
Mm.
Or at least becomes bad. But the MCU has only sort of dabbled on it.
Yeah, that's true. They've just made him like a kind of stuffy authoritarian figure.
Who occasionally does crazy things, like makes Abomination.
Yeah. Whoops.
He's just trying to get results.
But what if they just have the same reveal that they had with Robert Redford in Winter Soldier, where it turns out that so Thunderbolt Ross is who they're reporting to, but then Thunderbolt Ross turns out to be working both him and Baron Zemo.
Oh, yeah.
Because he was Team Civil War.
That's
Thunderbolt
true.
Ross, I mean.
Yeah. Working kind of like in tandem.
The Sokovia Accords. And superheroes are dog shit. We had way less problems before there were superheroes.
Yeah.
So maybe that's what we're going to get.
I think that's feasible. It's hard to imagine a climactic final episode for, I don't know, something like this doesn't really feel like it's building too much. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
I think there's just going to be something on where, it's going to be they're working for a military organization, and then the reveal is that they are working for basically the villains, and then they go rogue. Maybe they team up with Baron Zemo. Oh.
That would be crazy, but cool.
Baron Zemo has done too many murders for them to...
Bucky did too many murders.
That's true.
Yeah.
And Bucky was mind controlled.
Baron Zemo's just...
We might get that again. Baron Zemo might... Because Baron Zemo...
He knows them code words.
Yeah, that's true.
But then Wakanda removed it.
Do we think it'll tie in at all to the kind of like Hydra, Bucky backstory, any of
that
stuff?
Maybe that is why Falcon doesn't trust Bucky. Because Falcon realizes that they're fighting. Mm. Maybe that's what's happened before all of these like tension in the show happens is that... They realize that the person that they're fighting is the person that turned Bucky against everyone.
And he's like, well, what if it happens again? That's scary. Yeah, I don't trust you. I think that's very feasible.
Yeah.
And now it's starting to, like, the pieces starting to fall into place. But what? Oh, they would probably just fight US agent and be like,
I suppose.
Government's corrupt or whatever.
Yeah. That seems like...
Bucky becomes president.
Shoots a skull in the goddamn head.
Yeah.
And then we're like, hey, you remember me? I shot this goddamn skull in the head. I'm like 106 years old or some shit. Whatever.
You know what?
I read Lord of the Rings when it came out like a big nerd.
I reckon that this finale is like the way that this is going to go is going to be kind of hard for us to... I know that we're like 40 minutes in and people have probably realized that we're drawing up blanks at how this is going to end. Yeah. But... I think that if we had have got Black Widow before this, I reckon that...
Yes.
Because I honestly think that however Black Widow ends and however this ends are probably going to kind of end up kind of meeting.
Yeah. For sure.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
And maybe Taskmaster? No, because they can't...
They can't
do anything that will spoil anything from the Black Widow movie, but I have a feeling that anything in the Black Widow movie that would ruin something from Falcon and Winter Soldier, they'd be happy to do. But Black Widow's meant to come out first.
Yeah. I think it'll tie together, but not in a way that's like a big reveal tie together.
It could be a post-credits tie together.
Yeah, potentially. Yeah. I think it's just going to be a thing where I reckon US Agent is also probably not going to be a super soldiery person. I think he's just going to be like what Steve Rogers was at the start, where he was like a mascot.
Oh, yeah.
And I think it's just going to be just like, a military boy that was just kind of like no injections or anything. He's just kind of like
Mandarin twist again.
Oh yeah,
just a guy.
Well, I think he's going to be just a guy for a bit. But yeah, then he's gonna.
Yeah, because I think you got to have that scene where you like. I mean, like it's a Marvel movie, so you need the scene where the characters use their powers to fight a bad guy.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's what we all come to see these movies for.
So flying and gun.
Yeah.
Both of their powers are gun drugs.
No, I know, but I'm imagining like a you want the classic. for some reason, this is the only similar fight scene I can think of in Pirates of the Caribbean 2.
Okay,
there's a scene.
My brain just went smooth.
There's a scene where...
Please talk to me while I have my mouth agape.
Okay. There's a scene where... forget her name. And two other pirates, they only have two swords between three people. And there's a lot of throwing it back and forth.
Oh, yeah.
And it's a cool scene. It's fun. It's creative. So something like that with the shield, you're almost definitely guaranteed.
I'd say as far as to say that happens in the trailer.
Yes.
One of them throws a shield, the other one captures
it. Yeah, I know,
it.
But it's not as part of like a
fight.
A fight.
It looks like they were just practicing in the yard. Yeah.
I think that there will be a big combat fight, possibly even with an on your left callback. I think it's very feasible.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so you kind of need that scene, and that scene needs to be against a tough enemy.
What's going to happen there, perhaps, is when you are fighting US Agent. Like, US Agent is kind of seen as a bit of a joke.
Yeah,
maybe not the first few episodes, but then he either gets injected with super soldier serum or whatever, or a super soldier serum and a suit to kind of enhance him or whatever the fuck is going on. So a combination of Iron Man and Steve Rogers. And then
he's going to become Weapon X.
Yeah.
Wolverine.
Wolverine.
But then, you have the same kind of concept where it's like two swords, three people, but two shields, three people.
Oh!
So then you have US Agent, Falcon, and Winter Soldier all like playing Frisbee. Just hucking shields at each other.
Locking a shield with a shield would look funny and cool.
Yeah, I don't know. The idea of Limbus hucking shields at each other does not sound fun, but at the same time, maybe it would be. And then someone comes out with a sword.
Cloud reveal Gunblade. Oh, wait, no. Gunblade's not.
He's Squall.
Cloud is Cloud Buster?
Yeah, Buster Sword. The big Buster Sword.
Cloud Busting's Kate Bush song. Buster Sword is
great
Cloud's
Kate Bush song.
Sword.
Really good one.
Probably one of my favorites.
Yeah, I love
Hounds
that
of Love,
song.
Great album.
Yes, very true.
Yes. We can all agree on that. Us, the listeners, Kate Bush. Yep. We all know that that's the best album.
The official song of the Baseless Speculation TV show.
We couldn't get the rights. Yeah. That's the only reason why that's not the theme song.
Yeah, otherwise we'd have Cloud Busting.
If you want to, when you're listening to this podcast, press pause when the song starts.
Yeah.
Play like, just pick like a 30-second clip of Cloud Busting.
Cloud busting.
Yeah. Play that, and then have us talk over the top of it.
Yeah.
Anyway. That's
how it's designed to be.
That's what we wanted.
Yeah, for sure.
what was I saying?
We got lost in the Cloud Busting.
Oh yeah, so
hucking shields.
You've got to remember that the hucking the shield thing works really well in Winter Soldier when Captain America's fighting Hydra and it's bouncing off heaps of guys, and they've teamed them like the villain.
True.
In this is a group of heaps of guys.
Aliens,
androids, or wizards.
Yeah. Well, I think that conversation, because that's in like one of the teaser trailers or whatever, where Falcon's like, it's one of the big three. I think that implies that it's going to be none of the big three.
I
think that's which is cool. Like, they're like, it's none of, you're right.
Yeah,
this is what Marvel movies are like. We're not going to be fighting them. We're going to be fighting fellas.
I am still very, I know I said this at the start of the episode, but I'm still very curious to see if they keep the wacky and silly tone, because I don't think they will. I think that this is going to have some dark moments, and especially because you've got the main villain that you've revealed in the trailer is a man that tried to shoot himself in the head.
It would be very strange because Baron Zemo is a really grounded, it's possibly the most grounded villain that the MCU has ever had. And I'm not saying that you're right, because I think that I will find Bucky and Falcon's relationship great until they become friends, and then every moment will be agony. But I think that it will be weird to have that against the groundedness of like Baron Zemo. Like, it will feel very strange for them to be quipping around, and you're like, Baron Zemo is.
I think he just twisted his family. He's got a Death Wish, which is great. Yeah. I just don't think you're going to get that many quips. I think the majority of the quips that we've probably seen are in the trailer.
The only reason I think that's not the case is that if you dedicate a whole scene to your two characters getting like effectively couples therapy to become good friends. And it ends with them having a staring contest. And then it's a classic Marvel bit. A more mature female character has to be like, hey, quit with the dick measuring contest, boys.
That's true.
I think
that's what Agent 13 is kind of also.
Yeah, exactly. I would love nothing more than to agree with you. Yeah. But I just don't think that's the case.
How about this? The first two episodes are very quip heavy and they hate each other. And it's like the start of Hobbs and Shaw.
Yeah.
Agent 13 introduced, and then she becomes like the third member of their duo, and then the quips dry up a lot more.
That would be heaven.
I think there'll still be quips, but they won't be like, I don't think it'll be as full on.
Yeah. Mm. I still think I'm going to loathe Bucky and Falcon, but I'll love everyone else. Yeah, That's my theory. Yeah, I think I'm going to.
You did say when we watched the trailer, you said, I hate both. These are my two most hated characters in the MCU.
Yeah. I said, I love only, let's say, Drax.
He's all quips.
Yeah, not Drax.
Drax is one of the worst characters.
Let's say the Collector. Why not?
He's silly, dresses funny.
But no quips, just a weirdo.
So final thoughts before it is.
I think it'll be the kind of thing whereas WandaVision had a kind of really great beginning, just like from a personal perspective, had a really great beginning and then kind of fell apart towards the end, and there was kind of like a weird tonal shift. I think that Falcon and Winter Soldier will remain tonally consistent across the whole show, and I think I will really enjoy it at the end, and I'll be like, great story, bad characters.
Yeah.
That's kind of my feeling. I think I'll come out of it being like, that was awesome.
Yeah. Mm.
If it's anything like the better Captain America movies, it'll be great.
Yeah.
All the Captain America movies are towards the top of the Marvel
film, for sure.
I think on the money there, I think it might start off with being a bit more silly than it ends up. And I think we're gonna get more of a thriller.
Yeah.
And like probably more of a political thriller than anything else. And I think we're gonna like maybe see a bit more of like the politics of this world post Sokovia, post the Infinity Wars.
Yeah, yeah.
Sokovia is a weird thing to tie in again because we just had a tie into Sokovia maybe at the end of WandaVision.
Yeah, so
Baron Zemo.
I mean,
it is weird.
They're building. Hmm.
Yeah, I know.
It can't be a coincidence.
It is so strange in all the Marvel like TV shows and the post snap like movies as well that they tie back into Civil War, but really they don't really address like the ramifications of the snap
that much.
They're like we get Photon or whatever her name is coming
Monica
back.
Monica Rambeau.
Yeah, Monica Rambeau coming back and being like, "Whoa, Mama, she's gone. That's sad." But like we don't really get much of it, but we're like, Sokovia, that was the change for Earth.
Well, I think it was, because that's the moment where the heroes like failed, I guess.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, or it's like in Age of Ultron, because it's not a very good movie.
Yeah.
Doesn't address it properly, but then the later movie's like, hang on a second.
Yeah, we should probably talk about that.
We should talk about that a lot, because that was the heroes fucking up on like a huge scale, so people aren't going to trust it. And then the snap happens, and then you're like, oh, they fucked up twice. And yeah, they fixed it, but like, I remember my family dying.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. It'll be interesting to see if they do explore that. And it'll be interesting to see as well, given how like WandaVision ended where they're like, well, we all make mistakes or whatever. Like,
it's fine.
You know, they didn't.
Then,
I get it. Like, I don't think. I think a lot of people are like, oh, she was just forgiven. Obviously, she's not, and there's more to be discussed. Yeah. But I hope that they properly explore the ramifications of Sokovia, and they're not just like. I hope they're like, well, look, there's many sides to this story, rather than like, superheroes are bad. No, they're not.
Yeah, well, hopefully nice we get try. A bit more of like Shades of Grey, and I hope it's going to be a bit more like, again, you really ground Baron Zemo. And I really hope we're going to get him set up as like, you know, a big bad.
Like, I don't think
we're going to get a less grounded version than we've already had. Yes. Like, he's putting on a super mask.
He's got a mask outfit, now, a balaclava. Mm. Yeah, it's the kind of thing, like, I don't need it to be morally grey. I don't think everything needs to be morally grey, but I just need, if you're going to tell me that superheroes are good, you need to prove that to me. You know what I mean?
Seen recently, and I think that Marvel may have a little bit of a problem on their hands now where the end of the Infinity Saga goes very, very grim.
Yeah.
And like a lot of their movies have like dark moments, and like the Captain America movies are relatively grim and dark.
Yeah.
But then you also have like Guardians of the Galaxy where like none of the stakes, like you're like, oh yeah, whatever, these characters. Like, a tree might die. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
And then he became a sprout, so he's fine.
It's okay.
Yeah. So, like, I think now they're going to try and do, like, lighthearted-y stuff to try and...
balance it out
a bit. Yeah. But WandaVision also started like that.
That's true. Yeah, good point.
I think that this might be like buddy cop, silly, and then there might be like a relatively big, dark-ish hook reveal at the end of episode one.
Oh, yeah. I think that's feasible.
Yeah. Either way, I'm weirdly... I don't know. I'm not that excited. Like, the trailers, they didn't really excite me, but I'm kind of curious to see where it ends up.
Yeah.
I like Falcon and Bucky as characters, but I think it's because I like the Captain America movies. So I'm like, oh, yeah, they remind me of those. So I am excited for this.
Yeah.
But I'm wary, obviously. Yeah. Because, again, WandaVision, I was like, I was one of the people that was like, WandaVision, they're advertising it like it's going to be super weird. Isn't it actually going to be that weird? At the start, I was like, oh, they're actually doing it. And then they pulled the rug out from underneath me and they kind of did it, but then didn't do
it. Yeah. They kind of pull their punches a little bit. Yeah, I think we're all wary but excited.
Yeah. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've also been Joel. And this has been Baseless Speculation, and we are the BS Boys.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our SansPants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.